If you don't vote, you don't exist. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In every one of his speeches, Bernie Sanders claims that the little people have been ignored by the system. And now, there is more evidence that he's right. Stanford political scientist Bradley Spahn studied the records that political parties use when they're contacting voters. And he found this mass of political dark matter. People who never vote, don't subscribe to magazines or newspapers, and therefore don't get into the party database, which means no one doorbells them or sends them a campaign flyer or calls them up to ask their opinion. I know, it sounds like a blessing to most of us. But Bradley says it's not fair that these people are shut out.
So they're more likely to be minorities, they're poorer, they're younger, and they're dramatically more supportive of the Democratic Party.
Well, but they don't vote.
They don't vote, that's right.
And if you're a Republican, you're saying, thank goodness. But if Bernie Sanders wants his revolution, he'll need to find these people and register them, which is difficult and expensive. And at some point, you have to ask, as I asked Bradley, the political scientist, how unfair is it really that these people are left out if they won't take the trouble to register?
I don't disagree with that. But I would say that America as a country has made a choice to make it relatively difficult to be registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Other Western democracies will just put you on the rolls no matter what. And if you're not on the rolls, it's much easier to get on them. So you can just show up at the polling place and vote that day.
Wow. Just show up and vote. Imagine that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.